This is KUT. Enchanted Rock State Park is a popular and strikingly unique location in Central Texas. So many parkgoers were angered when they heard that a boulder at the park had been tagged with graffiti last month. Police say they've arrested the couple responsible, but as KUT's Mose Bouchel reports, some say the problem of vandalism at parks is growing.
Casey Schreiner is the founder of ModernHiker.com. It's an LA-based website for outdoor enthusiasts. He's also a man on a mission to name and shame park vandals.
At Modern Hiker, we've definitely covered and broken some news stories about this.
There was the woman who allegedly traveled to state parks around the country, painting rocks and boulders and putting the pictures on Instagram.
And then last year out in Joshua Tree National Park, the graffiti artist, Mr. Andre, defaced a boulder inside Joshua Tree National Park, Instagrammed it, put it online.
As you probably noticed, both cases involve people vandalizing parks to share their handiwork online. And there are other examples. So some park rangers worry that social media is actually encouraging more vandalism. Back in the good old days before the internet, a vandal or a graffiti artist probably wouldn't bother marking a tree or a cliff face in a remote place where few people would see it.
You know, now someone can go out there, put it on their Instagram account, and, you know, potentially hundreds of thousands of people can see it within a matter of days.
At least that's the idea. Brent Leisure, director of State Parks for Texas Parks and Wildlife, is not so sure.
I think it really might be a function of just more people in the state, greater visitation to the parks now than ever before.
Leisure says that increase in park visits could mean more people showing up who don't know the right way to interact with the park space. When it comes to social media, he thinks it's just as much a positive. In the case of the alleged Enchanted Rock vandals, they were ID'd because a park visitor snapped their pic and put it on Facebook.
People can't do things with any expectation of privacy out in the public like this. There's a lot of people that are ready to pull their phone out, capture it, and identify them.
Writer Casey Schreiner tends to agree. In fact, he's caught vandals precisely because they put their handiwork online. He says rather than blame technology, it's probably more productive to invest in education campaigns, teaching visitors the right way to enjoy the outdoors. Mose Bouchel, KUT News.